Well, folks, welcome to one more edition of Politics and Rhetoric. Berto Willis, your host. Thank you so kindly for being a part of the show. We are going to have a great show for you as usual. You know, we always say that, but you know what? We mean it. We mean it. Today, we're going to have some fun. I'm going to talk some more on the with the folks on the chat, as I was instructed to do by many of my callers, and I'll bring the material as well. We can chew gum and walk at the same time is what we must learn. Chew gum and work at the same time, walk at the same time, all of that. Anyhow, we are going to have a great show. Let me just start out by making you happy. And how do I make you happy? Quinnipiac came out with their latest poll again, and it turns out that it doesn't look too bad again. You know, I mean, this is a point where if you are going to start to see a decline, people start of saying, we are going home, or we don't, you know, well, maybe, just maybe, we are going to have a change of heart, a change of mind. It is this time where that sort of stuff occurs. And as it turns out, that is not occurring, people. Quinnipiac, I just got a notice from Quinnipiac. And as soon as I got the email from Quinnipiac, this is what showed up on TV. Okay, 51-41 national polls. Of course, the election isn't done nationally. It's done state by state. But even in those, so far, Joe Biden is ahead in every single one of those polls. So I think America is kind of coming home. I have a little piece at Daily Coast that I'm going to bring to you when we go through some of our videos, etc. Because I think people need to have some positive affirmation and some oomph in why they need to really tell people, all their folks, to go out there and vote. So before I get with the program and before I get the program started, I have a specific voting message for everybody. If you can go to the grocery store with your mask on and shop, you can go and vote in person. So I am asking people all over this entire country, because we know that people are going to do their mail-in votes or whatever. A couple of days ago, I showed you a show. I brought to you a couple of friends of mine, one in Pennsylvania, one in Georgia. In Georgia, she did everything necessary to mail in her vote. A lot of people are doing that. And she did everything right. They found a way to make that vote invalid, to reject it. And the only thing that she could think of that caused that rejection is her signature. And when they tell you that they're going to do a signature map on a ballot that was mailed in, that is a subjective thing. In other words, somebody has to look at that ballot and says, or that envelope and say, no, this doesn't match. A subjective decision. And don't think these people don't know what the preponderance of a particular zip code, the tendency of a particular zip code to vote, and to have a lot of those votes in that zip code's app, signature doesn't match. It makes no sense whatsoever. But those are the games that they can play. So here's the message again. If you have the wherewithal to go ahead, and if you can go to a grocery store with a mask on and feel relatively safe, you can go vote with a mask on and feel relatively safe. So I'm asking you, if you can, all over this country, including Alaska and Hawaii, if you can go to vote in person, please do so. But if you must use the mail, please do so early. And in states that allow you to check and track your ballot, please do so as well. Amelia Hartley Woodruff was able to determine that her vote was not correct, or it was rejected, because she checked the website to verify that her ballot was there. The ballot was there, but it was rejected. Nobody was going to call her. She was just going to have a no vote. In other words, she voted or thought she voted. They just rejected it, and that's it. So what is Amelia Hartley Woodruff doing? She lives in Dallas but votes in Georgia. She's going to fly from Dallas to vote in Georgia. Most people don't have the wherewithal, Most people don't have the finances, and most people don't want to take the risk to fly for 2 hours to do that. So I'm asking you kindly again, vote. Take somebody to vote with you. Encourage others to vote. But more importantly, if you can vote in person, please, I implore you, please do so. Because we don't want mistakes. We don't want errors. What we want is our landslide guaranteed. We want to have a governing majority in the House, the Senate, and the executive. A governing majority. If we don't get a governing majority, Americans are going to throw their hands up in the air and say nothing works. And what happens with societies where this happened when people give up on government? We have all kinds of bad things happening, and you can see that all over the world. So let's not get there. We can get there as well. The misinformation that occurs around the world is also occurring here in the United States like never before. We have never had a president, such a terrible president that does not have the best interests of the country, but of himself. We've never had it this bad in this country before. But what we've seen in this country is the limits of the Constitution of the United States, which depended on people who actually cared. In other words, no constitution written the way our constitution was written could have protected us from a Donald Trump. And that is what we have to do going forward. Okay, let's go ahead and get with the program. Our title of the show today, and let me get that up on the screen before I flip screens. All right, our title of the show today is Obama Decimates Trump. Billy Graham's granddaughter shades the GOP. Host destroys Trump's spokesperson and more. President Obama, America's worst President Obama. Oh, I forgot to put a word in there. Anyway, I'll fix that later. President Obama shades America's worst president. Billy Graham's granddaughter, Christian, responds to Trump. Vote Biden. Here's a real reporter. All right. Barack Obama decimates Trump as no one else could. Every Biden surrogate must watch how one effectively dissects an evil, incompetent president. Billy Graham's granddaughter made a statement that should worry about every evangelical. What did she say? I wish the Republicans would value life outside the womb more. Think about that. MSNBC Hallie Jackson's destroys Trump spokesman lying about voter fraud. And Democrats. I got a lot of typos in here. I was really in a hurry. Democrats will have a trifecta if they continue to vote early, vote indicates. Okay, let's get busy. Let's go ahead and start this one with Senor Barack Obama. Check this out.
Just last night, he complained up in Erie that the pandemic made him go back to work. I'm quoting here. He was upset that the pandemic's made him go back to work. If he'd actually been working the whole time, it never would have gotten this bad. So look, here's the truth. I want to be honest here. This pandemic would have been challenging for any president. But this idea that somehow this White House has done anything but completely screw this up is just not true. I'll give you a very specific example. Korea identified its first case at the same time that the United States did. At the same time. Their per capita death toll is just 1.3% of what ours is. In Canada, it's just 39% of what ours is. Other countries are still struggling with the pandemic, but they're not doing as bad as we are because they've got a government that's actually been paying attention. When asked if he'd do anything differently, Trump said, not much. Really? Not much? Nothing you can think of that could have helped some people keep their loved ones alive. So Joe's not going to screw up testing. He's not going to call scientists idiots. He's not going to host a super spreader event at the White House.
Now, let me ask you something, guys. How does it I mean, memories. How does it feel to have a president who can speak in full sentences? How does it feel to have a president who has an intellect? How does it feel to have a president who knows how to govern? You don't have to agree with President Obama 100% of the time. Hell, you don't have to agree with President Obama at all. But the one thing you can agree about President Obama is how he carries himself, the dignity that he has, the intellect that he has, the intelligence that he has. Think about that. And now, you know, a lot of people get mad, right? When I go ahead, not a lot of people get mad. Some got mad. A lot of people came to my defense. But I got a little message from I don't remember, it was Twitter. I don't remember where I got it from. And then I started to play it. And what I want to do is I want to play this here because this is emblematic. This is emblematic to what we're talking about here. So let me go ahead and cue this baby up and then show you what I'm talking about. Because after listening to Obama like that, you recall and you put him side by side with El Presidente well, I won't say that. I'll be a bit more honorable. Check this out.
Osama bin Laden.
Let me do it again.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
The United States launched a targeted operation against that compound.
They did a lot of shooting, and they did a lot of blasting, even not going through the front door. You know, you think you go through the door. If you're a normal person, you say, knock, knock, may I come in?
After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
He died like a dog.
But his death does not mark the end of our effort.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
We give thanks for the men who carried out this operation.
And I don't get any credit for this, but that's okay. I never do. But here we are.
May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
And I'm writing a book. I think I wrote 12 books. All did very well.
Now, I want you to think about that. I mean, so even some of my supporters on the page initially said, oh, that was harsh. But yeah, but it's true. That is what that character is what we have as the president of the United States. That character is the president of the United States, people. Now, we can do better than that. We have got to do better than that. We have got to stop being the laughing stock of the world right now. Anyway, I was happy to see Billy Graham, Dick Graham's daughter, had a message for El Señor. Not for El Señor. He had a message for evangelical Christians. An important message. Because to date, I just don't get how they could support Donald Trump, who is anathema to anything Barack Obama was. Barack Obama lived a moral life. Barack Obama had one wife with a couple kids. Barack Obama took good care of his wife. Barack Obama embarrassed nobody. Everything that Jesus stood for as far as his socialization, that's what Barack Obama did. And then Donald Trump did all the things in the Bible that says you're not supposed to do. And treated people all the ways the Bible say you should not. But the evangelicals gravitated to him. And their pretext is because of abortion. Because of abortion, we gravitate to El Señor Donald Trump. But how can you really believe that? Okay, abortion, we support him. But for all the other things that he does that kills people. For all the other things that he does that hurts people. For all the other things that he does. What about those again? Well, Billy Graham's daughter, a granddaughter, has a message for evangelicals. We know evangelical Christians for a long time have been doing all the wrong things for people who claim to be moral, people who claim to support human beings and what's best for the average human being. Well, it turns out that Billy Graham's granddaughter really thinks the same way as well. So let's listen to what she has to say and then move on from there.
Joining me now is the granddaughter of the late evangelical leader Billy Graham, Jerashaw Duford. She was recently profiled by the New York Times. Why she is voting for Joe Biden, even though she voted Republican for most of her life. I first want to get your reaction to the story I just read as I came to you. 545 kids in this country right now that are separated from their parents. Some of these children so young that they have spent more time in custody here in the United States than they have with their own parents. And they cannot find their parents. I know back in 2018, when there was family separation, a lot of Christian organizations were up in arms over that. Do you think this type of story could affect the vote on November 3rd?
I'm not sure. I mean, I would hope so. I think this is a story that obviously breaks my heart. It should break the heart of everyone, especially evangelicals. Scripture is so clear with us about how we should handle refugees, how we should handle orphans. And it's not really an option for our faith to just turn a blind eye to these kind of things.
I want to read for you some polling here. There was a recent Pew with white evangelical Protestants, 78% of them voting for Donald Trump. White non-evangelical Protestants, 53%. White Catholics, 52%. You have said in this New York Times profile that you are voting for Joe Biden. Why?
You know, I mean, I have to make my decisions based on if my goals as a Christian, as an evangelical, is to show God's love to other people, I need to vote for the candidate who I think is going to make that bridge easier. I think that Trump has just caused so much division in the last 4 years. He's caused division in the country. He's also caused division in the church. And it's just something that I think has actually really given the evangelical church a bad name. And I think we were kind of hanging on by our, you know, a string anyways. And so I just, for me, what's valuable to me is teaching others and showing others about Jesus. And I think that the policies and the character of Biden just aligns more with that.
So some of the Christian voters that I've spoken to that are voting for Donald Trump have said they're voting for him because of the Supreme Court. They voted for him back in 2016 because of the Supreme Court. They're voting for him now because of the Supreme Court and because of their views on abortion. How do you, as an evangelical Christian, reconcile your views on abortion with voting for Joe Biden?
For me, pro-life does not just mean life inside the womb. Pro-life means different things as far as what we just talked about at the border. Healthcare, poverty, homelessness, all of these things show that for me, if you're going to be pro-life, you've got to be pro-adoption and pro-foster care. I wish that the Republicans would value life outside the womb more. So I just don't think pro-life is, anti-abortion, pro-life are two different things.
For those who are evangelical Christians, the question is always, what would Jesus do? And what we find out is when we find out based on the scripture what Jesus would do, in today's world, Jesus would be considered a progressive. And she just articulated it perfectly in that, in her commentary right there. So folks, there are good people leading in the evangelical movement. We just need better leaders so that they can direct their pew appropriately. You know, I came across an article today, and I want to bring that up before the last two videos I'm going to do in the second half of the show. But what I want to do is before I go to our standard kind of pick, if you will, I want to show you this because this is prescient. This particular article, there are two things I want to show you, but let me show you this one here first. Let's go to the screen. The guy, Chaplain M, he wrote a piece for Daily Coast, and this is what he said. Well, today I received an apology from a former Trump supporter, and here it goes. Today was the first time I'd worked with Dan in a couple of months, and I wondered how it would go. I like him and admire his work, but one time when he worked together earlier in the year, he was all about Trump, and we argued and argued. I was astounded at how much it seemed to me he was buying into the party line about the occupant in the White House. Today, he told me he voted early and not for Trump, for Biden. He later stopped in my office and apologized for spouting what he knows was wrong. Turning points for him included. And this is what I want other people to understand. the turning point, and this one should have gravitated towards everybody. The turning point was for him the LGBTQ issues, and he said, think about it, Donald Trump wouldn't want people like that he knows around. But then he said two events seem to have completely changed his thinking on all Trump world. One was the way Trump completely disregarded safety precautions before and after getting the coronavirus. And the second one was, Dan said everything the podcaster described as here's what the Trump cult would say. He recognized as something he himself had said. He recognized he had been brainwashed by the propaganda. Sounds like the scales fell from his eyes at that time. He said he actually felt liberated. Actually felt liberated. Liberated from that tunnel vision. I mean, these people have a psychological way of convincing folks. They first look for all your weaknesses. And that's why I try to tell all of my brothers and sisters, give the Trump supporters a break, because the same thing that afflicted them could afflict us, right? You get that person within a tunnel vision. How do you do that? You first make them a victim of something. And in this case, they're coming to get you. They're coming for your guns. White guys, be concerned, because you are now aggrieved. It doesn't matter that all the Fortune 500, most of the Fortune 500 companies are controlled by you know whom, but somehow you are now at the disadvantage. Most of the money, guess who makes most of the money? But you're at a disadvantage. They convince you of that reality. Then they convince you that there's something that you are going to be losing. You are going to be losing something that is existential to you, something that is your birthright, as opposed to looking at everybody else and say, no, we're elevating everybody else. We're not bringing anybody down. We're elevating people. We're being egalitarian. We're being equitable. Is that so hard? Is that so wrong? No, it's not. We have to first talk to their fears, and then we can talk to them. And that's what I talk a lot about in my book, as It's Worth It, how to talk to your right-wing relatives, friends, and neighbors. And what I want to ask you guys, folks, is consider getting that book. But before we get started, those of you that are on YouTube, join the posse, join our team, join our what is going to be a long-lasting relationship, because we have a lot to do. Making that change isn't going to come as soon as we get El Señor Biden. We have a lot of work. In fact, when Biden gets elected in that landslide that will give us the Senate and the House, that is not the time for us to back off. That is a time when we are actually going to come together, and you're going to see us teaming up with other independent news networks. Why? Because we are not going to be carrying any of the water for the establishment. We are going to be carrying the water for the progressive policies most Americans, including Republicans, say they want. That is what we're... And to get there, for us to do that, we have to have the infrastructure. So I ask those of you who are on YouTube right now, click that join button and become a member. It's getting us a cup of coffee or so. Or you can also do a super chat. Click that dollar sign and do a super chat. Either one, fine. But we prefer if you join, click that join button and become a part of the posse. That book that I told you about, my new book, It's Worth It, How to Talk to Your Right-Wing Relatives, Friends, and Neighbors. Please consider getting it. Here's the link that I'm putting into the field. I've just entered the link. So if you're on Periscope, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch, I've just sent you the link. Did it all go through? Yes, it all went through. It all went through. Okay, let's see. And if you want to really, if you're not on our YouTube channel right now, but you would like to go ahead and support us on YouTube, I'm giving you the link that even if you're on Facebook, Periscope, or Twitch, you can click on that link that I just sent you and join us on YouTube. That is politicsdoneright.com/YouTube. You can also support us via Patreon. Support us via Patreon by clicking on politicsdoneright.com/Patreon. Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. politicsdoneright.com/Patreon. And of course, we take PayPal as well. politicsdoneright.com/PayPal. We do need your support. So we ask you consider what we do. Look at all our work. Go to our website, egbertowillis.com, politicsdoneright.com, and all these other places that we, you know, that we are that we support, and make sure to get the message out. See how much data we put out there to make sure that the progressive message is seeded over the internet. We have to populate the internet. Now, if you want the book autographed, you can actually get the book at politicsdoneright.com/store, along with a whole lot of our other stuff. So please, please, please feel free to become a supporter of Politics Done Right. We do need your support. We could not do without your support. Anyhow, let's continue. You know, one of the reasons, in my humble opinion, that we have allowed a Donald Trump to become president is not because people are bad. It's not because people are evil. It's because people are misinformed, because there's a lot of disinformation out there. And the only way to get around that is if the fourth estate does its job, if the media does its job. And what we have found is that there are, they don't quite measure up. And they don't quite measure up because they have two masters to serve. The only master we serve are the people. That's it. That's all that we serve, the people. But we have some young reporters that are coming up, and they're not taking any crap. They are not taking any crap. I want you to check out Hallie Jackson and how she handled Donald Trump's spokesperson today. Check this out. Well, last night, the DNI director, Ratcliffe, came out and he said that Iran is trying to mess with our election and hurt Donald Trump. And that there's an email that's going out to Democrats. You know, the one email that says from the Proud Boys is what the email header says. If you Democrats go vote for Trump, if you don't vote for Trump, we're coming to get you. Something to that effect, these emails said, you know. And they claim it's coming from Iran. The truth of the matter is I don't believe it's coming from Iran. The truth of the matter is I think it's just a Russia thing as well, probably helping, trying to scare people to create some sort of a voter suppression. I don't know that for a fact, but that's how that seems to me to be the most logical conclusion. But that said, Hallie Jackson went ahead and interviewed one of Trump's spokespersons, Hogan, today, and she decimated him. This is how you interview a lying administration's spokesperson. Check this out, and then let's take it on the other side.
Hogan, I have to ask you about this election security warning, because this is obviously important as we go into these last week and a half here before Election Day. To your knowledge, was the campaign briefed ahead of time about what DNI Ratcliffe and what Director Wray told the American public last night?
We were not, no.
Did you receive any briefing after, in the time since that happened at 7:30 and now? Has anybody at the campaign been formally informed by the intelligence agencies about this warning and more about it?
I did not, and not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. Director Wray talked specifically about the idea that essentially, and I'm paraphrasing here, there is no widespread evidence of voter fraud, that the American people should feel confident in the way that voting procedures are being conducted. So two questions on that. Number one, the president himself has been somebody that has spread misinformation and disinformation about voting security. Given this new information from Director Wray and the comments he's now reiterating, will the president back off on making those claims? Is that a conversation that you and the campaign are having with him?
You can't deny what you've seen on television in all of these local markets where people are finding ballots in trash cans. People are
there
finding ballots in
ditches. There is no widespread evidence of voter fraud, Hogan. You know that. I don't want to have to rehash this conversation. I'm asking if the president is going to back off those claims. If you can't answer that, that's fine. We can move on. But just answer the question.
I'm answering the question because the fact is it does occur. Listen, I received a ballot just the other day in my apartment
that is
from someone who hasn't lived there in 10 years.
There is not widespread evidence of voter fraud. Okay, well, we're going to move on then, because my other question is this. Before I let you go, Hogan,
Hallie, don't pretend like your local markets, NBC affiliates, are reporting on this in all types of areas across this country.
The FBI director himself specifically within the last 12 hours said on national television across every network that there is no evidence of widespread voter fraud. Somebody who is a part of the Trump administration's own intelligence expert field, Hogan. That's not coming from me. That's coming from Ray. Does the president have confidence in his FBI director? Yes or no?
The president has confidence that the American people want a free and fair election. That's what he's been pushing for this entire time. That's why he set up the federal government to work with the state. Interference out of our election cycle. It was Barack Obama and Joe Biden who knew Russia was going to interfere and give nothing.
I guess
this president
answer to that question.
A whole of
Hogan
government
Gidley, we'll leave it there.
To make sure
Hogan,
that
thank
every
you.
Single
appreciate
person's
you coming
vote
on,
counted.
On a day when we are obviously looking ahead to an important evening here in this presidential race. Hogan Gidley, National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign. After the break, the CDC changing the gun.
What a diss. In other words, okay, you're lying to me. You're full of it. I don't want to hear from you anymore. I'm not going to allow you to use the national airwaves, the airwaves that belong to every single American, to lie to them and tell them things that are not true. I mean, that was classic. If we had other journalists, we have a few that continuously hit these people up the way they should be for lying to the American people, then we would not be in the situation that we are today. One of the reasons that Americans are so misinformed is because the media has been so terrible in playing nice. And I tell you what, it specifically meant sort of a, well, I'm not going to go there, but it is great to see a young journalist hit these guys up the way they should be hit up for lying to the American people. There is no there's no substantial voter fraud that makes any difference in this country at this time. The only kind of fraud that is occurring right now is Donald Trump attempting to stay in power against the will of the people. Punto y final. Hey, man. So, Halle Jackson, I love that young woman. I did about three different pieces on her because, oh, Tank 28, you want a post-debate show? Yeah, we'll have a post-debate show, I guess. I guess I'll do a post-debate show. So, folks, get ready. Set all of you that are listening on YouTube, make sure you have that stuff set up. The what do you call that stuff again? The bell, so that you can actually get my notification when we go live. So set the bell so that you get the notification, brothers and sisters. Set the bell so that you get the notification. Okay. You know, while this is funny, while I was while I was playing that particular piece, my daughter called me, and let me tell you, I'm going to put her picture on the screen for one reason here. She, you know, out of the blue, she called me to tell me that there's a particular interview that she got, and guess what? This is my daughter who had a stroke in January. Let me tell you guys, it was tough, but I'm the happiest dad in the world because my 29-year-old daughter busted her butt to recover, and she's back in school, and I mean, you would not imagine how great I feel. But anyway, she called me to tell me, hey, Dad, I got the interview that she wanted to get. It's at one of the medical schools or whatever that, you know, she's going to be residencing at. But here's what got me. Check this out. She's wearing the Politics Done Right t-shirt. So, folks, go to politicsdoneright.com/store. Get yourself the t-shirt. Or if you're on YouTube, those t-shirts are right there in the track underneath the video on YouTube. I was excited. She was wearing the t-shirt. Anyhow, just having a little bit of fun, guys. Just having a little bit of fun, okay? Anyhow, I think a lot of times that is the problem, right? The problem, I think, is so many times the media it's not doing the job that it's supposed to do. And people like Halle and Katie Turr, and we have some at CNN, I forgot. The youngsters, the young ones. And then something came to mind. And it's another thing, another picture that I saw at Daily Coast. And it makes sense. I'm going to show you guys a little thing here. If only people under 35 were in this country voting for policies, the policies that would get executed in this country. Think about it. No, I'm not. This is not a diss on all us old people, okay? But those of us over 35, there are a good chunk of us that that have the 35-year-old mind too. I hope most of you that listen to me have. But this is what America would look like if it turned out that people under 35 were doing all the voting right now. Check out what that map looks like. That is America's future. Remember that, people. And that is the biggest fear of the plutocracy right now. That is America's future. Think about that. America's future. So what these guys are doing right now by putting in undemocratic institutions, using the Supreme Court to get rid of democracy, using the district courts to get rid of democracy, that is their fear. Because when you check for people under 35, that is what America looks like. Think about that. Imagine, we only have Wyoming, Idaho, South Dakota, Arkansas, and West Virginia. Nothing else. Nada más. Imagínate eso. That is what we're looking towards. And we can actually start that migration in 2020. We ain't going back. And when people talk about the court flipping and back and forth, forget about it, folks. That is what we're looking at. Anyhow, I have one other video to go to bring you. And after that, I'll go ahead and start looking at the messages on the scroll. So let's go ahead and do that. There was a piece that, this one should let all progressives feel this election, as long as we do what's necessary, we're going to get the job done. Check this out. If Americans go out and vote like they feel, if Americans go out and vote what they want, this is what they have in store for them. Check this out.
Democrats will likely expand their grip on the House. Joining me now, Cook Political Report House Editor and MSNBC contributor David Wasserman. Dave, let's talk about those House seats and what it could mean forward for the president, for the top of the ticket.
Yeah, Andrea, look, we're looking at a potential expansion of Democrats' majority for Nancy Pelosi of about 5 to 15 seats, which is the opposite of what we thought might happen last year. And I talked to a senior House Republican who said he'd be pleasantly surprised by a Republican loss of only 10 seats. We are seeing multiple polls out of districts that Romney carried by 15 plus and Trump carried by 10 plus in 2016, where Joe Biden is now ahead. These are suburbs of places like Indianapolis, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Phoenix, San Antonio. And this suggests real, real problems for Republicans up and down the ballot, because in 2016, this is the time when we began seeing flashing red warning signs in district level polls for Hillary Clinton in places with large numbers of non-college whites. Now we're seeing flashing red warning signs for the president in these suburbs.
And then in the Senate, let's talk about those races. We've got seven Republicans now that you say are in toss-up races, according to your latest report. And you say those, that races in four states are, you know, critical for Republicans even, you know, fighting to keep their majority.
Yeah, so right now it does look like Democrats will get to 48 by picking up Arizona and Colorado and losing Alabama. But key races beyond that, Maine looks good for Democrats. North Carolina and Iowa are right at the tipping point of Senate control. And those both look pretty good for Democrats at the moment. And then take your pick of Montana, both Senate races in Georgia, and potentially South Carolina, and there is a plausible Democratic path to 52, 53 seats or more. Texas is a real sleeper, potentially. We are looking at massive turnout in Texas that could have unpredictable results at the presidential and Senate levels.
And in fact, Senator Cornyn is beginning to show some signals, private signals of kind of being a little nervous or walking away from President Trump in a couple of issues. What about the big race, of course, the showdown between Donald Trump and Joe Biden? Several battleground polls showing Biden ahead of Trump by double-digit leads. There are some skeptics. I'm skeptical of the latest numbers coming out of Pennsylvania. It's not what even party people are telling me there. What are you thinking?
Yeah, Andrea, you know, if we go back and look at polling from 16 and 18, there's a clear pattern where polls underestimated Republicans in the upper Midwest. They underestimated Democrats in the Southwest. And so I wouldn't be surprised if Joe Biden ends up winning states like Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin by less than the polls show, maybe 4 or 5 points instead of 7 on average. But I also wouldn't be surprised if we see a Biden breakthrough that's larger than expected in Arizona, potentially even Texas and Georgia.
Now think about that. Potentially Texas. Folks, this is the current reality. That is what the polls are saying. The polls are statistically correct. Again, they use basic science in the way they interpret the randomness of the data for their calculations, etc. But you have to perform. You are the one who have to go out there and make your wants materialize. And that comes with what? Your vote. So get out there and vote. Vote in person if you can. Vote by mail only if you must. We spend a lot. Vote by mail only if you must. Again, let me go ahead and there are a lot of new people that came on that I want to give this little 2-minute speech to, and that is this. Look, if you can go to the grocery store with a mask on, to get your groceries, you spend, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes to a half hour shopping. That's what you spend, you know, in that grocery store around other people, going through the airspace that other people have gone through. A lot more people generally than you would be going through in voting, since a lot of people are, the lines are usually outside, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you can do that for this election, I am imploring you to put that mask on, take your sanitizer, your wipes with you, and go to whatever voting point is that you can do early and vote. And again, most states have some sort of early voting. Please go early vote. And by the way, I just saw Fred Sims talk about drop boxes. That's true, Fred. They can go to a drop box as well. But my first thing, that the pecking order, in my humble opinion, is as follows. If you can go to the grocery store to shop and you have the time, meaning, you know, you're okay, you're not on the job or something like that, please go vote in person early if possible, on voting day if necessary. Now check the weather, check the 10-day weather, because you don't want to get that it's going to be a snow day or a stormy day or whatever that going to hamper that. So all when they talk about plan your voting scheme, please do plan your voting scheme, but please do vote. First, go ahead and vote in person. If you just can't do that, then please go ahead and fill out your ballot, get your mail-in ballot, fill it out, and if you can drop it off somewhere secure, meaning a drop box that you are absolutely sure belonged to the state, and not something like what Republicans are doing in California, where they put up their own private drop boxes. If you can give it to make sure it's one that's going to be collected by the state. And when I say by the state, you'll have Democrats and Republicans and otherwise collecting those things in the state, so there's less hanky-panky going on there. But if there's a Republican box there, you can almost be guaranteed. And this is not for my Republican friends. This is from my Republican operatives. Republican operatives will do all kind of dirty things, like making phone calls that tell you to vote on the wrong day, giving you the wrong address to go vote. That is all. Many of them have already been convicted. Projection is an interesting thing. They always tell you, oh, don't do this or there's going to be corruption in the ballot. That is because that's what they do. That's what their operatives do. All the convictions that have occurred over the last few years have been on Republicans. Check it up. Look it up. You'll see. So they complain about voter fraud, but they're the ones convicted for voter fraud. Okay? Now, the second option, of course, is please go ahead and vote and put it in a drop box. Third option, if you must. Third option, mail your ballot in. But please make sure you follow all the instructions perfectly. And make sure your signature on that ballot, on that envelope, looks like your signature on your voter registration card. Not any other animal, your voter registration card, because you're going to check that. I gave you a show 2 days ago where a friend of mine got hers rejected. But go vote. And then lastly, Take somebody to vote that otherwise would not have voted. Encourage others to go vote. Tell them this matters. And give them a good reason. Give them a meat and potatoes reason why it matters to them. If it doesn't matter to them, to their kids, let them understand that and take people to vote with you. We want this landslide to be a complete repudiation of Donald Trump, because Donald Trump has been a cancer not only to the country proper, but to individuals within this country who he has had their minds changed. When I say changed, I don't mean I should say cancerized. We have to work hard, very hard. My daughter is in D.C. My daughter is making sure that she gets her ballot out to the county. I need to check to make sure that they did, in fact, mail it to her. But it's so very important that we do that. Michael Rudnin just went ahead and got the seminal document. Our scores so far for voter fraud, it's a very small number comparatively. 89 Republicans, 1 Democrat. There you go. So talking about projection, okay, let me tell everybody hi. Lee Grant, welcome aboard. Tank 28, welcome aboard. Michael Rudnin, welcome aboard. Daniel Ledo, welcome aboard. Fred Sims, welcome aboard. Bruce Pillard, welcome aboard. Linda E, welcome aboard. Norman Reynolds, welcome aboard. Para ver quién más está aquí, hay muchos más. Let's see. If I miss you, please forgive me and just send me another note. Let's see. I'm scrolling up. I think I got Norman already. Bruce, I got already. Whoops, I missed someone there. I don't think so. Anyhow, Troy Astro, welcome aboard. Let's see who else is here. I saw some more. Tank 28228, welcome aboard. Who else is here? Para ver. Come on, Egberto. Find some more. Roy, welcome aboard. Tefan Pendik, welcome aboard. Okay. Okay. My eyes going blank. Paul Fleming, welcome aboard. Let's see. I think I got Roy already. Lee Grant, I think I got. Michael Blisman, welcome aboard. Okay. Who else is here? Wow. Carmen Alagahu, welcome aboard. Jackie Odell, welcome aboard. Look, guys, thank you so kindly all for being here. Let me get to a few messages. Let's see. Michael Rudnin got a CT scan waiting for results. ENT doctor's available appointment is Tuesday the 27th. Sore throat, intermittent cough, minor muscle pain. Yeah, great. Let us know. Keep us posted. But I'm glad it's not as bad as it was before. ATL in the house from Carmen Alagahu. Yes, Carmen, welcome aboard. Great seeing you here. Michael Rudnin says, I did my mail-in vote. Have no idea if it was counted. New York City is having a damn mess. I heard about that, Michael. More rejected ballots in New York City than in any other locale. That's true, but remember that New York City is also huge. So tell me the percentages. That would kind of let me know what feeling I have. The good thing about it is New York is pretty damn blue, so there's not much of a problem there. Okay, Michael Rudnin says, I checked my vote against the online tracker. It is unhelpful. When November 3rd comes around, I'm going to go to the polling station and ask them if my mail-in vote was counted. Very smart guy. Very smart. Okay, Michael Blisman says, thank you for reminding people to vote in person. It can be done easily and safely here in Houston. Early voting was super easy and took 15 minutes. I'm grateful Texas has had early voting process for years. It's a shame other states are so behind the times on this, trying to change voting process right before an election. I got you, brother. Okay, let's see who else. Michael Rennan says, UK guy, he's speaking to somebody else. Please, Egberto, come in. Okay, I'm going back. Michael Rennan, evangelicals used to be about family values. Trump's had how many wives? How many extramarital affairs? Heck, he's even been accused of marital rape by his ex-wife. Again, none of those things matter to these people. And that's why Billy Graham's daughter is saying what she's saying. She's saying they have given their faith a bad name. Jesus, we know, would have been a liberal. Jesus, we know, would have been a progressive. Just by what the Bible talks about. Just by what the Bible says about Jesus. And I'm a humanist. I'm no longer a Christian. I've been a humanist since I was 19. So there you go. All right, Linda E. What trolls do is control the conversation by inundating the post. No, Linda, what you do... Look, when trolls come, Linda, you simply ignore the messages that are coming and only one that... You only answer one that you know other people around may want to hear. And then that way, you're doing two things, right? You're using the trolls' messages to help others. I know it's counterintuitive, but I've proven that that actually works based on what some people send to me in private messages after they've seen a response to a troll or something like that. So that works. Michael Rudnan says, what happens when Trump and far-right groups are using the same tactics that foreign nations are supposedly using to make our elections seem illegitimate? When it's a foreign nation doing it, our FBI and DOJ are all over it. Yeah, look what they did in Bolivia. But when the threat comes from within, they just ignore it. And the same thing, they don't call our white supremacist terrorists. It's hard to get them to call them terrorists. These guys have killed more people than terrorists from around the world, but we don't call them terrorists. Why not? You know why not. Okay, going down, let's see. Norman Reynolds, the vein of this interview will need to continue from now on. We need to set the agenda and ask the politician to state their support or position opposition to that agenda. Mike, you know, Norman, that is absolutely correct. Linda E. says, I firmly believe that the largest majority of those protests were peaceful, which is true. There are bad elements in every group. Also, I believe a lot of the worst cases were brought in to start. You don't have to say, Linda E., you don't have to say, I believe. What you just stated were facts. Facts is what you just stated there. Let's see, Roy Astro was responding to somebody else. Linda, he said, trouble so they could claim exactly what they're exactly. And that's why, if you notice, a lot of the protests has tamped down. It's not that things have changed. What happened is they understand how Donald Trump was going to use their protests to try to get elected by making people believe, oh, the cities are burning. The cities were never burning. There were blocks of the city where there were confrontations. Think about that. It's amazing. It's amazing. Anyhow, continuing. Para ver, I'm going down to the bottom now. Let's see. I'm handling the ones that I think were meant for me to talk about. Replying to Bruce, let's see. I just checked I just checked to see if my vote was received, and it was. She used the Dropbox, Linda E. Where are you, Linda E? Oh, your son is in South Dakota. Are you in South Dakota as well, Linda E? Let me know where you're from. Fred Sim says, I voted with my son and daughter, voted in person 2 weeks ago. Today, I dropped off my wife's in a drop box at Board of Elections in Cleveland, lines around the block. That is great because guess what? The Ohio race is pretty close, but I think the new impetus that we have with progressives now, we're taking Ohio. Democrats have been ballot harvesting for years, and here's a hypocritical Egberto complaining about drop boxes. He just mad it wasn't ballot harvesting. I love the misinformation that you guys actually believe. Ballot harvesting. Wow. In other words, if I am going to go ahead and take somebody's legal vote and put it, it's not beer answering, sir. Okay, Lee Grant says, if you voted for Biden by mail already, can you change your mind and vote Trump on election day? No, you can't. Did you vote for Biden, Lee Grant? Oh my God, what can I say? Jose R. Gamboa, welcome aboard. I don't think I saluted you. Saludos, hermano. Desde Houston está Jose R. Gamboa. Bienvenido, hermano. Okay, let's continue. I don't think Biden can go the distance. Really? Why not? Biden is exercise. He's slim. He's in shape. He rides the bike. You can see him speeding down the ways out there in Delaware. Donald Trump is on meds. Who do you think can't go the distance again? Come on now. I want you guys to stop buying the Kool-Aid. Don't let people tell your mind that what you're seeing isn't reality. Which is what happens with the right now, okay? All right, let's see. What else is here? Michael Rudnan, the thing about voter suppression in New York and California is that it impacts the popular vote. Yes, sir, that is true. Lee Grant says Biden's accused of rape. Dems don't care. No, Biden has one instance. And by the way, I do care. I wanted that woman to come out and say categorically what had occurred, etc., whether she's to be believed or not. Anytime a woman calls rape, you'd be a fool not to take it seriously. Okay? But the preponderance of these kinds of accusations is on Donald Trump, not Joe Biden. Let's be clear on that. Fred Sims says, but some states don't count early votes until the day of the election. Florida ain't one. Florida starts counting their votes already, though. Linda E. couldn't do that here in person only. It's provisional on election day. Michael Rundin says, ballot harvesting is a family member dropping off their mail for L. Thank you for that. Oh, you know something? That's why I just love my peeps. I have such intelligent people that listen to my show that educate those of us that don't have all the answers, but we get a little bit more from you. So thank you guys for all the information. Thank you guys for being here with the show. We are coming close to the end of the show. Once again, folks, if you are on YouTube, please go ahead and click that join button. Become a member. Become a supporting member of our YouTube channel. I promise you, as we grow, we are going to have special things for you. Already you get interviews before anybody else when we get it processed in time. And we also have other goodies that we give to you. We ask you to kindly go ahead and get my new book. The new book is It's Worth It, How to Talk to Your Right-Wing Relatives, Friends, and Neighbors. And here is the link to the book. The link to the book is right there, an Amazon link. If you buy it at Amazon, of course, you get it, you know, if you're Prime, you get all that good stuff. Alternatively, you can buy it at our store, in which case the order comes directly to me if you buy it at our store and I send the book autographed. That is at politicsdoneright.com/store, politicsdoneright.com/store. Again, if you're not on our YouTube channel right now but would like to subscribe to our YouTube channel, please go ahead and go to politicsdoneright.com/YouTube and become a supporting member, politicsdoneright.com/YouTube. I guarantee you it's worth it. Alternatively, go to our Patreon. Thank you very much for having been here, Michael Rudnin. Go to politicsdoneright.com/Patreon. politicsdoneright.com/PATREON. And everybody takes PayPal, right? So you can support us at PayPal as well. politicsdoneright.com/PayPal. Thank you so kindly for being here, folks. I know you can be anywhere. You can listen to any one of the programs doing what we're doing here. I honor you for staying here. For those of you who stay for 5 minutes, for those of you who stay for 10 minutes, for those of you who stay for the whole entire hour, I do appreciate you. I do respect you. Again, if anybody wants a bumper sticker, drop me a line with your address. I'll send you a bumper sticker. And if you purchase the book directly from us, we'll throw a bumper sticker in there as well. But please be a part of the family. My name is Egberto Willis. This is Politics Done Right. And you know how I end this baby. I am what? Out! We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.